if you struggled to get out of bed this morning because it's, well, it's supposed to be lighter, but it's still fairly nippy out there. Imagine if you had to get out of a tent at 5,000, 6,000, 8,000 feet above sea level. We spoke to two guys about 3-4 weeks ago, John Robinson and Mark Waite, from who were looking to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, all for the charity SHAP. Well, they made it to the top, and even better, they've made it to the top of the tower this morning as well. Morning to you, boys.
Good morning.
Good to see you. Remind us, John, you were here, what was it, a month ago, and you had a bit of a challenge. What was the challenge?
The challenge was to climb Kilimanjaro for SHAP to raise money for homeless children and homeless families. It takes 7 days, 5 days to climb up and 2 days to climb down. And the temperatures were 80-odd degrees of a day and plus minus 20 of a night, so quite extreme conditions, you know.
And, you made it to the top.
Yeah, we made it to the top. And when we've come back, the results for Liverpool and Everton are better as well. So everything's looking a little bit better for everybody, you know.
I've got the picture, because when you were going up there, you were getting sponsored by companies from across Merseyside and across the UK. And you created this incredible flag, which is an absolute beast of a thing. You've got on this picture 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, about 15 or 16 people stood behind it, just to give people a flavour of how big it is. And it says, Building Safe Houses for Abused Women and Children, SHAP. You've got the Liverpool and Everton Club crests on there. We've got City Talk 105.9, Cash for Kids as well. Radio City, Blackburn Rovers are on there. Taifu Tea, Cadbury's as well. Plenty of different local companies. I presume they're delighted with the fact you actually made it to the top and were able to take the photo.
Yeah, yeah. One of the points when you get to the actual top, when you get to Stella Ridge, Stella Point, which you think's at the top, it's actually from where we are now, say, to Chester away until you actually get to the summit. So everybody basically was collapsing. People were fainting. People were being sick. A lot. Some people didn't make it because of the extremes. So I had to basically add the flag in the bag and I had to just keep on walking. And it was like Jason and the Argonauts, because as I turned round, one person would get up, some of the users who used the actual facilities of SHAP, another one would get up, another one would get up, and the next minute, as you can see there, everybody who made it to the actual top of Stella actually made it to the summit, which was fantastic, because you think you've made it and then you look up and you've got to go from literally from, say, here to Chester to the summit. It was the hardest thing in the world, you know, so fantastic for all, you know. And a lot of the people on the photograph there, they're actually service users, so they're people who've actually used the charity, who've been through, you know, been to hell and back, and they're actually there on the top of Kilimanjaro. Fantastic for them, you know.
Mark, tell us about the conditions when you're walking up there. John mentioned there the cold and the fact that it's it can go, you know, from the highs to the lows, incredible. But, you know, the air must be thin up there. It must be a real struggle.
Yeah, you find that, and certainly on the ascent night, it's incredibly hard. You set off at midnight, which is kind of, it's good in one way, but it can cause, you know, you're working it in the dark, so you have headlights, and if you look back, there's just this trail of lights coming up the mountain. It was quite surreal, really. And because a number of routes come together at that point, there's almost like a queue of people climbing up. So there were probably about 60 people at different parts of the track as we climbed into the night. And then as you peak, you're coming up there at dawn. So it's fantastic because you just be on the clouds and you can turn around and see. Well, we were very lucky with the weather. It was very clear and you could see the whole of the plains. You could see the towns around, see for miles and miles. It was absolutely stunning. It was a fantastic experience.
And you were raising money for SHAP, and you had some of you mentioned there that the users who were actually on the walk with you.
That's right. Yeah.
Tell us about the atmosphere, because presumably the morale and keeping everybody going is a large part of it.
It is, yeah. And I mean, I was, as a member of the party, I was made up, and personally, I was made up that we got to the top. But as the director of SHAP, I was incredibly proud of everybody, the efforts that they made. One or two people didn't actually make it right to the summit, but they still made it way beyond 5,000 metres, sorry. So they still beat their own personal objectives, if you like. Everybody left the camp the morning of the climb, which is very rare, because normally people will have turned back by that point, but the whole of our party set out. So I was, you know, I was incredibly proud of the young people who were with us and the supporters, people like John, who gave up time at work, who've given up an incredible amount of time raising funds for the charity over the past several months while we've been prepping for this trip, you know. So I was just blown away at the top. It was great.
Yeah, was that the moment for you, that where you thought, this is it, this is what it's all about?
Yeah, this is what we've all been working for, you know. And on a personal level, it was an achievement, but also, you know, for everybody to be there, to be holding the flag. I mean, it's very unusual for a whole group to be at the peak together. Usually people go up and down in dribs and drabs, but we were allowed to actually stay together at the peak so that we could get the shot with the flag and stuff. So it was worth John lugging it all the way up the mountain.
And it's 5 days, 5 days up, 2 days down. Do they stick you in a barrel and just roll you down? That seems fairly sharpish. Is that because it's a different route, or is it just because you're going down it's easier?
What happens is when you're actually climbing a mountain, obviously you have to go on solid ground, obviously, to climb. So basically the rocks and the volcanic rock and so on has got to be very strong to take, obviously, as you're climbing up. When you're coming down, they take you down the ash route, which basically means it's like a ski path, really. So you're coming down and you're actually sort of ploughing down as if it's snow, but it's actually powder. But it's very, very hard, because obviously underneath there you've got the solid of the mountain. So you do hit some bumps as you're coming down. But very, very tiring. And when you think you've finished, and then basically, you know, you have to come down really quick as well, because of the actual altitude and because of your lungs and because of the effect that it can have on your body. So, you know, you have to... you know, you have to come down as quick as you can, and then the guides then are happy that you're going to be safe when you're at the bottom to carry on breathing normal and everything comes back to normal, you know.
So. And what we'll do, gents, we'll get the picture on the website so people can see it as well, but you mentioned that it stops. It doesn't stop, does it? Because you've got more fundraising on the way for Shep.
Yeah, today Barclays Bank in Liverpool, Leon Crook, who's the bank manager, has basically done a dress down day to day, and any money that we raise by if you buy a raffle ticket for £1, you can win Liverpool signed memorabilia, Everton hampers, vouchers for meals at top restaurants, a Knowsley Safari Park, espresso makers for coffee, all sorts of different items. You buy it for £1 and basically you go into a draw and you will win it, and Barclays will match whatever we raise. So, you know, hopefully we'll be able to top up the fundraising with that today. So much appreciated. And what can I just say, much appreciated to everybody from City Talk, you know, to helping us advertise, you know, what we're doing, and to everybody, you know, from my wife Helena, to the family, to all Mark's family and everybody else, because they've given up a lot of their spare time for us to actually do what we need to achieve to raise money for this charity. So fantastic, you know.
Absolute pleasure. John Robinson and Mark Waite from gone on an absolutely incredible journey. Just very quickly, we don't have time for this, but you both support different football clubs, shall we say. You arrived back in the country, was it Friday, ahead of the derby, which was the Sunday?
Yeah, fortunately for me, I'm a Blue, so we arrived home on the Friday, slept most of the Saturday, but on the Sunday, it was a fantastic day because we actually turned up for a derby for a change, which was good for me. But I couldn't get hold of any of me friends who were Reds on the Sunday night. Everybody, we had a bit of a block out on the phone lines.
His phone mustn't have been charged. It must have,
I've forgotten that weekend, I'm afraid. It must have been the altitude. I can't recall anything about it.